And welcome everyone to another
properly officiated edition of the Hour Bomb.
Properly officiated?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, unlike the NFL games.
Oh wow. Fuck you. First off, I just want to say Gesundheit to your fiance. As soon as I brought your mic up. Ahoo!
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, well, it's okay, I guess. Anyway,
welcome. I told her to wait in the car, but, you know.
Wait in the car?
The big boys were talking, but, you know.
Oh.
Adult conversation here.
Right.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yep.
Heath, talk real quick.
Testing.
Wow, you are really quiet.
Really?
Yeah.
I've done nothing different.
Sounds fine to me.
Okay. Anyway.
Oh, well.
So, welcome to another I Ain't Even Going There edition of the Hour Bomb.
What's wrong, Jason?
I am your host. I'm disgruntled today. I really am. Today was not a good day for me.
The illustrious one is disgruntled.
Yes, the illustrious Jason Halbert. Yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, I'm very, very upset today.
How about them Cowboys?
Oh, he went there.
Eat
shit.
He
went there.
And die.
I lost a bet because the Cowboys lost.
I gotta
buy somebody at work a sandwich now.
Who? Do I know this person?
Yeah, Andrew Leonard.
You bet on the Cowboys? You hate the Cowboys.
I know, but I thought they were gonna win.
Dude, I bleed Cowboy blue through and through, and I had a feeling they weren't gonna pull it out at Lambeau.
They were looking good for a while there.
Well, they kind of got fucked by that on that play. That's all I'm going to say about that play.
Oh, the same way they kind of fucked Detroit the week before? I mean, you know, you can't have it both ways.
That was a missed call. That had nothing to do with it. This is completely different officiating crew. I guess the NFL was like, oh, we'll make it up to Detroit. Let's fuck them now.
Yeah. Every team I picked to win this weekend lost, Jason, except for Seattle, which I didn't really want them to win, but yeah.
Well, that's my Super Bowl pick. Anyway, joined by my partners in crime.
A big, bad booty daddy!
That's right, your Sunday Night Delight here, Adrian Masters.
What?
He's no longer the big A? Wow.
That's right, we're A-listers over here now.
We're just going to let that one play out.
All right.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're wonderful. Except you. You're a douche.
You know, at Christmas time, you ever get those, like, plastic fucking candy canes that are filled with, like, candy and shit?
Yeah. I've done that before.
I fucking hate these things.
Why?
You know what I dislike more than those, though, Jason?
What?
The fucking tins of popcorn.
Why?
I just hate them. I hate the tins of popcorn. The popcorn ends, like, always fucking stale.
Unless it's the caramel kind, then it's good.
The caramel's only decent, but, like, you got, like, a 1 in 3, and then, like, 2/3 of the thing is shit.
Well, yeah. I've got a fucking candy cane filled with Reese's Pieces.
Yeah?
And I can't get into the motherfucker.
Dude, just take a pair of scissors to it and cut the plastic. Fucking hard.
I don't have
scissors. He was actually taking a knife to it.
I was taking my knife to it, and I'm not that coordinated, so I'm probably going to cut myself. And
oh, we can only hope.
What the hell?
What?
Peed in your cornflakes this morning.
You know, I'm mad because I got to buy extra sandwiches for people now, and I'm upset about it.
Well, maybe you shouldn't fucking make bets.
Maybe you shouldn't bet on the Cowboys.
Oh, you shouldn't bet on the Cowboys.
See, that's what I get for trying to believe in your team, Jason. I try to believe in your team, and it bites me in the ass.
I already told you I didn't have faith that they'd pulled out Lambeau. I wanted them to win, don't get me wrong, but I didn't think they would.
You see, if you had believed harder, maybe if you had believed.
Oh,
I fucking hate you. I really do hate you sometimes. Anyway, how the hell you guys been?
You know, doing okay. You know, can't complain too much. It's been a fun-filled week. I'm watching it kind of just like rain and kind of be nasty out, so.
Yeah, it's about what it is here. It's shitty and it's rainy and we might have, I don't know, some ice in the morning. I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about that.
I am thankful I have enough time to take off work tomorrow if I need to.
Must be nice. Anyway, So I've got a dilemma. It's 2 weeks after Christmas. I still have quite a bit of birthday and Christmas money in my pocket. Can't fucking find anything to spend it on.
I've already told you my opinions, but you haven't done
that. I'm not
that
buying
yet,
a PlayStation 4. I don't need one.
No, no, that wasn't the one I'm talking about, Jason.
What else were you talking about?
I'm talking about making show improvements. Upgrading our technology.
Oh. Actually, I forgot about that. Possibly. I might do that. I haven't ruled that out yet. I just fucking forgot.
I mean, you're already paying us a peanut salary to begin with.
Wait a minute, you're getting paid?
Shut up, Adrian.
I'm getting paid, and I guess I get a hard time, so, if you want to count, Jason's hurtful words as a payment, I guess that's,
Oh, okay. Your annual raises are about up, so you might get an even harder time.
Yeah, thank God.
I know. Anyway, I just don't know, what am I? See, Tom's telling me to get a Vita, but I don't have a PlayStation 4 and a Vita, so I don't know. I've toyed with it, I really have. I don't know if I want one.
The Vita would be kind of cool, and you can use it with just the PlayStation 3, too. It doesn't have to be a PlayStation 4.
See, I was told it only worked with the PlayStation 3, or 4.
No, it works with the 3 or 4.
Exactly.
Wait, so I can stream my PlayStation game onto my Vita?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I'm buying a Vita tomorrow.
There you go.
I mean, they're pretty cool. I don't find a whole lot of use for it, because I don't really ever have a chance where I'm going to play something on my PlayStation that I'm not at home displaying my PlayStation, so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay.
Exactly. I agree with Tom Long there. You can get classics.
So, no, I want to make sure that it's just like the PlayStation 4, where if I'm playing baseball on my PlayStation 3 and Esther wants to watch one of her shows, 96 kids, I'm fucking counting, I can just stream it right to my Vita?
Yeah.
No fucking shit.
Apparently. I mean, that's what I've heard anyway. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's how it works.
The dumb bitch at GameStop was fucking wrong.
Well, I mean, you talk to a woman, that's your first mistake.
She's the one that's been there for fucking ever. She's the one that looks like she's, falling down the, look like a fucking meth head tree and hit every branch on the way down.
Well, that's, you're getting your first mistake, meth head woman.
Well, I know. All right, well, then I'm going to get a fucking, okay. So do I have to have the game for the Vita?
So like, I don't know exactly how it works. So
like I'm really really playing, baseball right now a lot. So if I'm sitting there playing baseball, and I know it's out for the Vita, do I have to own it for the Vita to do it, or can I just see Tom? I need you to answer that.
See, all I know is that I can go on to
you
the
have
PlayStation
a Vita?
Network. I don't have a Vita.
You have a PSP.
I have a PSP. So
okay.
It doesn't work exactly the same way.
Okay.
But if you download a game to your PlayStation Network account, like if you paid for anything and have it on your PlayStation Network account,
yeah,
you can download that to your other devices, and if it's compatible with that device, you can play it on that device too.
Exactly.
Oh, that right
so
there might make me
being
get
part of the PlayStation Network.
That right there might make me get PlayStation Plus as well.
Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna say. If you're gonna do the Vita, I would get the Plus. That way, because you get a free game every month.
No, you don't have to. Oh, fucking right. I'm buying a Vita tomorrow.
There you go.
Yes. Is Borderlands any good? Anyway, we're getting way off topic.
I was going to say, get the Borderlands edition.
We're getting way off topic here, and I apologize for that, guys. Anyway.
Hey, maybe we should say hi to the people
in the
chat.
Are we really in a big hurry to get to Raw? I mean, that's...
I mean,
I got something to say here.
Hold on.
I'll get to it once we start the show.
I'm going to apologize to everyone listening to the show right now. Tonight is the first time in a long time where I didn't want to fucking do a show. And I'll be 100% honest. Wrestling right now is just pissing me off. I didn't enjoy Raw. Not looking forward to tomorrow night's Raw. Royal Rumble is, 2 weeks away? Not looking forward to the Royal Rumble. I'm just...
Let me tell you what I did this
throwing something in there that really can excite the people right now.
I'm fucking sick and tired of the goddamn authority angle, and it's killing it for me. It's 100% killing it.
And you know what? I hate to say this. Maybe we should bring back people power.
Laurinaitis wasn't this bad. What were you going to say, Adrian?
I watched TNA this week, and I didn't hate it. And I liked it more than I liked Raw. So
okay.
Take that for what it's worth.
So, question. Did they bring back the six-sided ring?
Well, yeah, they did that like 6 months ago.
Well, I don't fucking watch TNA. Okay, I just on principle, I can't fucking watch it at that point. I don't like the six-headed ring.
Yeah, I don't know. I got past it. It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't piss you off as bad as it used to?
It doesn't piss me off as bad as the Authority.
Okay, maybe. Okay. That, oh, goddamn. I may have to just, I don't know.
I got to see some pretty good matches.
Do we have Destination America?
We do.
I didn't realize we had that.
Yeah, we have it on our, we have it on, if you have the,
U-300,
300, then yeah, you have it.
Okay, I'll have to check that out then. I'll give
you
it a shot.
You don't have an HD, but you have it.
Oh, that's probably why I've never seen the channel. I usually just blow past all the non-HD shit.
Yeah, it's a non-HD channel on U-verse, so just keep that in mind.
All right, well, hey, whatever. I'm open for it. I mean, and don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't want to do the show anymore, because that's totally not where I'm going with my my soapbox. I enjoy doing the show. I enjoy shooting the shit with you guys. I enjoy entertaining our fans out there, our listeners. And I'll be honest, if it wasn't for you guys that listen to the show, we wouldn't be doing a show right now.
Exactly.
Tonight. I still love wrestling. I just don't love the product right now. So with that being said, if tonight's episode isn't up to par for you guys, I'm sorry. I can't get excited about the product right now.
Yeah, the WWE is kind of taking a shit on us for the past month.
God. But we're going to put on our happy faces.
Yep.
And we're going to an even more extent the past year. But
yeah, I know. We're going to put on our happy faces, and we're going to continue to try to put on the best show we can.
Exactly.
Hopefully next Sunday, when we do this again, it'll be a little bit better vibe. Maybe something will happen tomorrow night. I'm not holding my breath. Maybe something will happen, and we'll get excited about it. I don't know. We'll see.
Yep.
You know?
Because, I mean, after all, they got to throw something out there to really get the people wanting to see the Royal Rumble.
Exactly.
Beyond,
so, hold
course,
on. Wait. So, okay. Stop. We're getting too far into,
yep,
like,
okay,
wrestling,
anyway,
talk. I just wanted to throw out if this show kind of blows a little bit, that's why.
All right.
First off, who we got in the chat room?
All right. Let's see. It looks like we got Montana Man. Bulk up to you. We got Sean Pickles Fintress. Bulk up to you. And, of course, we definitely got Tom Long. Bulk up to you. I'm going to suppose that you're probably one of the plus two elsewhere.
Oh, it shows name. I don't know why it's not showing his name. That's kind of weird.
I know.
I don't know.
And
Tom said he'll play with me, too. Hey, yo.
And as far as whoever the other plus one elsewhere person is, yeah, put your name in or at least say something in the chat.
There you go.
And, of course, we have Jason and Adrian in there as well.
Hey, yo.
Bulk up to you guys.
I had fun playing Cards Against Humanity last week.
Yes, we did.
It was really fun. Adrian, speaking of that, real quick before we start the show, there's an,
yes,
app you should download. It's called Evil Apples. It's fucking,
yes,
Cards Against Humanity on your phone.
Oh, okay.
I sent you the link like a week ago. You're like, nope, not doing it.
Oh, well, I didn't trust what the fuck it was, and I'm like, I'm not playing some stupid game.
Oh, it's fucking Cards Against Humanity on your phone that you can play,
okay,
against other people. So,
thank you, Tom.
Yes, if you guys are listening, download the app. It's available in your wherever you get your apps from. It's called Evil Apples. It's fucking Cards Against Humanity. You can, like, share a link on Facebook, and fuck, if I see one up there, I'll join. I'll play with you guys. Why not? You know?
Hey,
what?
Never mind. I'll ask this question when I start the show.
Okay. So, Heath, you got anything else?
No, I'm pretty good.
Hey, tomorrow, by the way, we're going to have to leave early because I'm going by Target to buy that fucking Vita.
Okay.
Just so you know. Adrian, you got anything else?
Nope, good.
All right. With that being said, I guess I'm going to come up with the, I got to, you guys watch The Simpsons movie?
Yeah.
I've seen it before.
Okay. The best line in the whole fucking movie is at the end when Homer and Bart are on the fucking motorcycle,
yeah,
and Marge, somebody throw the goddamn bomb.
Yeah.
I want to find that and to replace this one. I want to find that.
Okay.
Haven't found it yet, but I'm going to. All right. So that being said, start the timer.
Timer has been started.
All right, Adrian.
Hey, I somehow miss it on Raw? Did they announce that Triple H is going into the 2015 Hall of Fame?
It's not the WWE Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay.
It's like some international Hall of Fame, something like that. I don't remember what it is.
Okay.
So
gotcha.
But with that being said,
I did like, you know what, that's my, you know, John Cena thanking Triple H after he fires his friends Monday night, yeah.
Yeah, I guess let me hit the sound clip and then we'll get into a little bit of Raw, I guess. Why not? You know, so. Hey, another Monday night, another lackluster Monday Night Raw. Hey, Heath, yep. Your meat's pretty good.
Ah, you're welcome.
Oh.
Are you putting Heath's meat in your mouth?
Well, he's got beef sticks. Well, it's turkey sticks, actually, is what it is.
Okay.
And I was a little leery, because last time he brought mystery meat like this, it was fucking alligator, and it was really fucking spicy.
Yeah, it was really hot. I blame my brother on that one.
It was really hot, but I kept eating it because it was fucking delicious, but it was really hot. Anyway. Oh, I remember what I was going to say before I started the timer.
Yes.
So I was out and about today, Heath, and I thought about you.
Uh-oh.
I saw a license plate be perfect to put on your van.
Oh, boy.
We'd have to edit it a little bit.
Okay.
It said, it had the letter I-L-U-V-K-D-S.
Wow.
That's... I love kids. Now, we could just replace the kids and put boys, and that'll work for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, that was my wife that came up with that one.
What?
Oh, she was on a roll.
Oh, boy.
You ever watch Mickey Mouse? Do you really want to talk about Raw?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, well, hold on. This is cutting into my time anyway. Oh, fuck, I forgot to say how the show works. God damn it. Anyway. So, you ever watch the show Mickey Mouse Clubhouse? Yes, because we watched it tonight because the baby was awake and he was watching it.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When Mickey Mouse asks the little kids to come inside, it's okay. But when you do, you get banned from the schoolyard. What the hell's the deal with that?
You know, I hear the reason that Heath lives where he does now is because they used to live across the street, but it was too close to the middle school, and there's a 500-yard.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
We love you, Heath.
Yeah. How many shit-free shows do I have coming to me?
We've already started the show. So
I know.
Count.
It's not going to happen tonight. But how many do I have coming to me?
One, at least.
I know. I think there's at least two.
I think there actually is two he has saved up.
Son of a bitch.
Hmm. I might be having to use those in the future.
I'm going to start writing out these in the certificates.
Yeah. Anyway.
Real quick, here's how the show works. I got a whole issue that I got to get through. These two assholes are going to try to make it to where I can't get off. Can't finish my list. 1 hour, 60 minutes for those of you who keep track at home. There, the show works. I'm already fucking 5 minutes in, I'm sure.
Anyway, there we go.
Monday Night Raw. So it starts out, John Cena's in the ring looking pretty dejected. Oh, the authority women come out here and get it. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, because it's, everybody in the entire roster is back there, out there with him.
And he's talking about, how Edge is more important than the authority coming back to power. And now comes the authority. Suck my dick. Out comes Seth Rollins. Oh, this is the man's responsible for us coming back. Oh, by the way, we're putting you in the title match to repay you. So,
I'm actually okay with them adding Seth Rollins to that match.
Where is it going to go, though?
What?
How does this benefit them? Other than it puts someone that can really perform in the match. What else does it do? Do you really think Rollins is walking out of their champ?
Yes, I do believe so. I believe that...
I totally think Cena's winning this fucker and he's cashing it in. I just wanted to play devil's advocate there.
I want to say I actually think it's going to be the other way around, where Brock is going to look like he's going to retain, but Seth Rollins like cracks him with a briefcase after like Brock has just won, immediately starts his match and cashes in and wins.
All right.
Wow, that's almost kind of jumping ahead of the segment there, but yeah.
Well, I just want to talk about how Rollins is going to affect this match one way or another.
Definitely.
I think he makes it better because he can work his ass off. And him and Cena have pretty good in-ring chemistry already together. And it lets them have – it puts less of it on, you know, just being Brock Lesnar.
All right. And then they announced it's going to be John Cena Appreciation Night. Oh, and your attendance is mandatory. Because they owe so much to him. So.
Yep.
I actually kind of like this for the most part because it was really just him saying, look how fucking stupid John Cena is. And I can't disagree with that.
Yeah, I mean, same thing.
It was the most sarcastic appreciation night ever.
I just, how do you think it was that stupid? The highlights they played were good highlights of him.
They were.
They showed his debut. They showed him beating JBL for the title. They didn't show anything dumb.
Well, I mean, of the highlights stuff, no. But as far as, like, you could tell it was, like, a sarcastic,
oh, yeah,
you're a fucking idiot. You
know, oh, yeah. Slap in the face.
You
time.
Knew someone was getting fucked in this one. So, anyway. Yeah. And then we've got a temporary announced team, maybe, sort of, not really.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore. Mm-hmm. Jerry Lawler is recovering from something, and so Booker T was... We thought just standing in for the night. Come to find out later in the week, nope, it's a permanent move.
Sadly, I'm okay with that move, too, because I felt Waller's been struggling.
Well, and it gives your boy the finally a time to shine. Byron Saxton?
Yeah.
He's going to take over the head man for SmackDown.
I actually think that Tom Phillips was better, though. I really do.
Yeah. I like Byron. Now, who they need to bring up is... Albert. I want to see him do some real commentary.
Yeah, I think the way it looks like now, though, is Raw is now Michael Cole, JBL, and Booker T.
Yeah.
SmackDown is now Lawler, Cole, and Saxon?
No, I don't know. Cole's done on SmackDown.
Is he? Is it just Saxon and Lawler, then?
No, there's someone else, but I can't remember who the hell it is. I gotta look this one up. Because I honestly don't remember who it was.
Yeah, I thought it was still...
I don't think so, man. Let me go to our trusty website here. Mm-hmm. PW Pop and go to news. Let's see what Mr. Paul Jordan reported, shall we?
Paul Jordan always trustworthy articles. You can always check those out on the website here at pwpop.com.
Good way to plug it while we're, you know... Oh, I didn't read that. He put our... show recap up. Anyway, while we're doing this, so moving on.
Yes.
Big match of the night. First match that kicks off Monday Night Raw. How about that shit? Dolph Ziggler defends the Intercontinental title against
Bad News Barrett.
And first off, what'd you think of the match?
Oh, fantastic. These guys are good chemistry together. They deliver. I think they're two of the best workers WWE has really at the moment.
I hope this leads to a little bit of something else for both guys, actually. I like Barrett. I think he'd be better off now if he wouldn't have gotten hurt. You know, I think he could have climbed that mountain a little bit. Grab that brass ring, if you will. And then, fucking Ziggler, I hope this really leads to something bigger for him. But I don't know, since he's out of a job, I don't know.
Right.
But anyway, okay, so I got the news. We have got, on Raw, Michael Cole, JBL will be joined each week by Hall of Famer Booker T, while the new SmackDown announced team will consist of Cole. Okay, it is Cole.
I thought it was still Michael Cole.
I missed it. So I thought that Michael Cole was not going to do double duties anymore.
I mean, he probably shouldn't. I mean, it would probably help him out quite a bit, but...
It probably would, but whatever. Anyway, so, excellent match. Well, kind of. The first one, the match ended when, let's see, where the hell was I? Sorry, I lost my notes here.
The match ended,
Ziggler picked up the win.
Yes.
Bad News Barrett, then proceed to take the next 15 minutes and beat down Dolph Ziggler. And then Kane comes out. Oh, by the way, it's a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Yeah.
And your winner of fall number 2 was Bad News Barrett.
And your winner of fall number 3 was also Bad News Barrett.
And new Intercontinental Champion.
Yes. Which I'm okay with. I think Barrett's a great Intercontinental Champion. I don't know, man. It seems like the WWE just like, nope, we want people to be how we want them to be no matter what. Because anytime somebody gets anybody kind of momentum going, it seems like they kill it.
I know. Dolph Ziggler had... God.
I was actually meaning more toward Barrett. I mean, like, he was monster over when he came back.
Oh, yeah, he was.
And then, nope, forced him to be a heel.
I mean, he... Fuck, Cesaro was out there doing his thing, picking up all kinds of heat, and then out comes Bad News Barrett, and the place goes fucking apeshit. Why not just let Barrett do his own thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think he really works best as that tweener character that just interrupts whatever anybody's doing, and does this Bad News thing.
I don't think...
Maybe that continues as is, but aligning him with the Authority seems like it's going to kill his momentum.
I don't think he's necessarily aligning with the Authority. It was their way to get back at Dolph Ziggler for Survivor Series.
Yeah.
And I don't like to agree with the Authority, but they have a point. Barrett never really lost his title to begin with.
That is true.
That is true. He didn't.
So that's why I'm okay with that. You know?
Yeah.
Next up, we've got... What do we have? Oh!
Well, I didn't think we were going to do the entire Raw. I thought we were just going to point here.
Well, this is a big thing. Because we have the Ascension up next. Now, I missed their promo. Did you catch it?
I did not because I was working late. I didn't get... I only caught like the last half of Raw.
You saw it, didn't you, Heath?
Yeah.
Do you remember it enough? Oh, they've gotten a lot of shit. Apparently, they like... put down Demolition and the Road Warriors. I didn't hear what they said. That was the problem. Because I didn't realize that they said anything because I came in and the match was over. I didn't realize anything happened until later on in the week. I started reading about how Road Warrior Animal came out and said this and Lance Storm turns off Raw because they made fun of Hawk. And I'm like, what the fuck did I miss?
Oh, yeah. I mean, basically they're liking themselves to basically the greatest tag teams that have ever graced WWE.
Wow.
No, they're immediately saying they're better than those guys, actually.
That's
what they
were. That's the point. Especially going as far as actually saying, oh, what a rush. And it sounded a lot like him, too.
No fucking shit.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to have to go rewatch this, because apparently I missed
definitely.
This.
But yeah, they're placing themselves as being better than them.
Let's see. What else happened that was a big thing?
New tag team champions.
Oh, that's right. We did get new tag team champions.
Wait, that might have happened the week before.
That
though.
Did happen the week before because that's not my notes.
Really do. Okay, yeah, Marty. Yeah, we talked about it last week. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we fucked that one up. Good job. I don't really think there's a whole lot going on.
Ryback got beat down because of involvement with Team Cena, as did Rowan. That's. And then we get to the end of Raw, which. Jason and Linus, what
wait,
happened at the end
on.
Of Raw?
Hold on. No, we forgot one other thing. The ambulance match.
Oh yeah,
that was really good too. That actually was a bright spot on Raw because that was actually pretty entertaining.
Kind of bored me a little bit because they were in the ring for to start off. I don't want to see an ambulance match in the ring. No, eventually they moved it out, and then it was everything I wanted it to be.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, so I would think that Ambrose would need to pick up a meaningful win, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to have him lose repeatedly to Bray Wyatt. Unless they're building for something massive at wherever the fuck they call the February pay-per-view now.
I don't remember what it's called now. Fastlane or something.
Fucking No Way Out.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's Fastlane, but I mean...
They could be building to that. I don't know. I think it's... It's not a bad feud if they're going to continue it, but it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense right now to continuously have him lose.
Right.
So, but your winner, Bray Wyatt. Good match.
Okay.
And then, the big thing. Ryback versus Seth. Oh, yeah, he got beat down there. Wait, no, there's one other thing before we get to the end of the show. Adam Rose against Big E Langston.
Oh, with the morph suits.
Yeah.
Dude, and, that move that that powerbomb top rope move combo that they did was pretty cool.
They almost fucking dropped Big E on his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little bit too close for comfort.
So what does this mean?
I'm not really sure. I don't know. It was an interesting thing. I kind of want to see where it goes, but you know, there was a lot of little things I actually liked about Raw for the most part of what I saw until the end of it, and the ending just kind of killed the whole thing for me again.
Yeah, I would love to see Cesaro and Tyson Kidd as a tag team, but just the way it happened, it didn't make sense. I'm fucking lost. I don't understand. What's it supposed to happen? Is it not supposed to happen? Are they a team? Are they not a team? Are they with Adam Rose? Are they not with Adam Rose? It just leaves too many questions, and I don't like that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you got to worry about was it supposed to happen, because it definitely, I mean, you know, it was supposed to happen. It just...
Well, I'm playing devil's advocate here. I'm just going back and forth with all the scenarios. When... I don't know. I'm trying to think here. When Shawn Michaels kicked Marty Jannetty and threw him through the fucking barbershop window.
Yeah.
Didn't leave any questions. Shawn Michaels turned on Marty Jannetty. What does this mean? You know, it's just too many questions.
Right.
I understand it was supposed to happen. I get that. I'm just saying. There's a lot of open-ended questions here that I don't like.
All right.
Now, the end of Monday Night Raw. Yes. Out comes the Authority. They're here to celebrate John Cena Appreciation Night.
Yes.
And she says Cena knows what's best for business, reinstating the Authority. And then they introduce Cena, and of course, oh, Cena, let me suck your dick, and blah, blah, blah. And
they, of course, have Ziggler come out.
They have Ryback, Rowan, Ziggler come out to the ring. And,
yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, he welcomes them John Cena Appreciation Night, and they prove their admiration for Cena when they joined Team Cena at Survivor Series, and they thought they were going to have no repercussions from that. Well, they were wrong. So what are we going to do? Well, let's suspend Rowan for 30 days. Okay. Oh, let's suspend Ryback for 60 days. Let's suspend Ziggler for, hey, Ziggler, what's a fair enough thing? 90 days? Okay, let's do that. Oh, okay, let's go talk about this. How long were those suspensions for, Heath?
Yeah, apparently they get to the end of the ramp back up on, you know, underneath the Titantron. And, yeah, Stephanie proceeds to just tell them, you're fired.
And after that, they fire up the confetti and the music and everyone. Yeah, there's confetti and music playing. And in the ring, you see Ziggler, Rowan, and Ryback pissed off because they just got fired because of Cena.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love how they're playing it up, though, because apparently they removed their profiles from the roster and the guys are tweeting shit going along with the storyline.
Oh, I actually love that Ziggler put up the imp coming to Impact.
Oh, yeah. So, someone put made all of those for all three of them. And Ziggler retweeted his, you know, I don't remember exactly what it said, but it was like, Dolph Ziggler.
It was like, if I'm not wanted in the WWE at WWE anymore, then I guess I'll go make a hashtag Impact somewhere else.
Yeah, and then he retweeted the graphic that said, Dolph Ziggler signs with Impact Wrestling. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of like how they're going with this. The storyline fucking sucks, but I just like how they're really playing it up.
I like the continuity of it. I hate the storyline. I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly. Perfect. That's the exact words I'm looking for. So I guess we're going to move on to what could take up a huge chunk of our show.
Where do we start?
Adrian, why don't you go ahead and take the first shot here?
I like Montana Man's troll level show off.
There you go, Montana Man.
You know, I don't know what else I can add to what already's been said. That ending just blew. I mean, I hate the Authority storyline, the corrupt absolute power running rampant again. It's been done continuously for the last like 2 years, and
year and a half.
I don't know. Just I'm tired of it.
I am tired of it. I just they've got to do something. You guys had a discussion on Facebook about this. I'm usually really excited for the road to WrestleMania. If it continues the way it's going, this is the first time in, I think, ever that I'm just not going to be excited for WrestleMania. Now, there's a lot they can do between now and WrestleMania to change it.
Exactly.
But as of right now, the beginning of WrestleMania season looks like shit. Oh, shit.
What?
We said someone joining us in the chat room.
Oh, yes, we did. I think we need to cue up a little bit of music first before I say anything here. As soon as he can find it. And who is it that we have in the chat room? That's right.
Who's in the chat? I don't even know.
Who's in the chat, Heath?
That would be good old
Oklahoma Tootsie Roll Mark Jones.
That's right. Mark Jones. Hey, walk up to you, man. Hey, you know what? At least he said, and here we go.
Well, you know. Anyway, back to that. You didn't miss much, Mark. We just pretty much went over how shitty Raw's been. Anyway, again, special thanks to Mark Jones last week for playing along with us. With our Cards Against Humanity. Montana Man's what stinks. The ending of Raw, did a turd-throwing monkey write this? I believe they did.
I could actually visualize this. Monkey throws a turd on the chalkboard. And they're like, hey, that looks good. Let's write it up.
Also, New England winning, yes. I was hoping the Patriots would lose. Hopefully the Colts can upset the Patriots next week. Why not? So does this mean the Rams are as good as the Colts? Because the Rams beat Denver, too.
Hmm.
Makes you think. Not really. I mean, the Rams aren't, like, you know.
Yeah.
Heath, what do you got for what stinks?
Oh, God. Another thing about the ending, though, the way Dolph Ziggler was looking at John Cena, I almost felt like he was about ready to say, you know, something out of character. You know, it's like, yeah, don't worry about it. We'll this is just a story. He had that look.
Well,
you know.
I think we're all three pretty well in agreement that the ending of Raw was pretty much the worst we've seen in a long time.
It wasn't just that it was bad. It sucked the rest of the life out of the rest of the show, which, yeah.
Well, it's not that it sucked the life out of the rest of the show, because it was the end. Well, I got what you mean. Like, the everything else.
Like, there was some good things I really enjoyed about Raw, but the ending sucked the life out of it and made me not enjoy any of it at that point.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. Mark Jones, what stinks? Go ahead and read that. I got stinks.
Destination America. TNA was pretty good, but because of the lack of promotion, they got a crappy-ass rating.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
How bad was it moving
to this network? It's a network that's not commonly... People don't know really about it, and TNA's ratings are going to suffer from it.
Well, fuck. What did I just say when we talked about it? I didn't even know we had Destination America.
Yeah.
What was the rating? Do we know?
It hasn't been officially announced at this point. The early numbers that they were saying was around 263,000 viewers and 105,000 on replay.
That's it? 300,000 people watched SmackDown?
368,000, yeah.
Wow. Was it the lighting off, or was it just because it wasn't in HD?
It wasn't too bad. I mean, it was kind of grainy just because it wasn't HD and I could tell, but...
Why would they go to a station that's not broadcast nationally in high def? Well, I guess if you're TNA, you don't have any options. It's not like it's a Vince McMahon where everyone's knocking at the door. Oh, come to our network. Come to our network.
That's true. They probably just don't have the funds to be able to throw their weight to push them into that category.
Mark Jones heard around a 0.5 rating. Holy shit. I think we get like a 0.6 rating in the ratings.
Probably do.
Wow. Damn. That's just terrible. We're going to move on.
Can you dig it, sucker?
All right, guys. I'm going to take the reins on this one here.
All right.
Okay.
John Cena, the only person not fired from Team Cena, right?
Yeah.
That is correct so far.
So John Cena, still around. The other guy's fired, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, can you dig it? Everyone else turns their back on Cena because they all think that he was in on it to begin with. He saw competition in these three guys, convinced them to join him so they could get fucked in the end.
That's too convoluted.
All
for
a big ploy.
That's just too intelligent of a storyline for WWE to run with.
Good storyline idea, though, right?
It's not terrible. But let me counter your point here, Jason. Dolph Ziggler, Eric Rowan, and Ryback go to NXT and start destroying everybody there because they've been let go by WWE, the main company. But they can still fight on NXT.
JBL hires them.
JBL's not the...
I thought he was the general manager down there again.
No, he was replaced by Regal.
Regal, that's right. Fuck, when the hell... Ooh, William. Oh, that could definitely happen, because William Regal, well, Regal went through his phase of kissing Vince's ass, but then he went through his phase where he didn't. So I could see Regal doing something like that. I like
Cause
that.
Because they probably need to try to get some more people watching NXT.
I want to point out, we could then have like Dolph Ziggler versus Sami Zayn.
Oh God!
Whoa. Okay.
Clear my Thursday. Well, when the hell is the NXT moving to? Is it going to Wednesday?
It's going to Wednesdays. Yeah.
Clear my Wednesday nights. Mark Jones, can you dig it? At Royal Rumble, Cena gets his butt kicked by Rollins and Lesnar, only for Sting to get involved and take them both out, and Cena wins the title. Absolutely not. We already talked about this.
Nope. Not gonna happen.
No, but Sting's going to fuck Triple H some way, shape, or form because Triple H brought up Sting too many times on Raw. For
I would be really surprised if we didn't see Sting this week.
What's going to bring Sting back, though? Why is he going to
show up? I think what happened at the interval last week is what Sting will bring Sting back.
Okay, I got you. Possibly.
And I hate to say this, Jason, because I already predicted this. Or if they remove Daniel Bryan from the Royal Rumble.
Okay. I know Sting is old, and I know Sting, blah, blah, blah. Everyone, oh, Sting's too old to wrestle. Sting, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm okay with Sting. It's something fresh for WWE. And I don't have to watch TNA to watch Sting. So I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we finally got to see our, you know, dreams come true. It's like, he finally stepped foot into a WWE ring.
So, I want to point this out. I actually got to meet our friend Jake's new girlfriend.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Okay.
And she is a former TNA ring girl.
No fucking shit. First off, is she as cute in real life as she is in her pictures?
Absolutely.
I can't really tell. Is she well endowed?
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There's some... Well, never mind. We're not going to get into it. I'll talk to you about that off the air.
Okay.
But she... we had, like, a 20-minute conversation about wrestling and stuff last night.
No shit.
Yeah, like, we talked to... Like, she was asking me, like, what my favorite match was, and what she told me what hers was, and, like, who I was a big fan of, and...
Wow, I would have had no clue about that. They told you could.
Stupid dads.
Never would have guessed that. Because you know I'm all about that bass. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Is she all about that bass, Adrian?
No comment.
We should totally karaoke this to Heath one time when we're karaoke.
You know what? Maybe we should.
Fuck you.
Oh,
thank you, Montana. Yes.
Anyway,
fuck you.
Heath fucking hates this song.
Damn right I do.
And then the guys at work found out, and then they fucked with him and played the song over and over and over again.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Heath, you got a Can You Dig It?
Can You Dig It? I'm going to hate that song for the rest of my life.
Say what? You want to hear it some more?
No.
I think that's what he said. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Because every inch of you is perfect from the
bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry. Okay, we're good. Anyway, you should torture Heath with... Ooh, that would be good.
Damn it, Mark.
Possibly Mark. All right, I think we're going to
move on. I used to like you.
Former ring... So... What did a ring girl for TNA do? Just walk around the ring like the old Raw?
Yeah, you know, like how TNA used to have like the girls that would like walk around the edge of the rings with like the signs and stuff.
Like the old, like they used to have on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Did not realize that. Like mm-hmm. She knows her shit about wrestling.
Absolutely.
Why is I haven't met her yet? Damn it, Jake.
Let's see here.
What? What are you looking for?
Let me see here if I can.
Are you looking for pictures?
Yeah, there's actually a picture of her in the ring with Kurt Angle at the same time.
No.
Yep.
So who's her favorite wrestler?
Macho Man.
All right.
Her favorite match of all time is Steamboat Savage from WrestleMania 3.
Nice.
Wow.
That is a damn good match.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Find a picture, post it in the chat.
I haven't heard this music in a while.
Because we haven't had a bet. We still don't have one. However, I'm playing it because we need to talk about it real quick.
All right.
Okay.
We need to do one for WrestleMania season, guys.
All right.
Now, my question here is, do we want to do it the week before the Rumble and include the Rumble, or do we want to do it after the Rumble?
I thought we were doing it tonight.
Oh, no.
And then we were going to start it next week.
No, I think let's give it one more week. We'll draft next week. That way, hopefully, we'll have a clearer picture of the Rumble.
Okay.
Hey, Jason, do you have the chat on the website up right now? Like the
PW Pop?
Yeah.
No, last time I went to that, it was not working.
No, yeah, it's actually not working right now either.
Send it to me on Facebook. You can do that. All right, so we're going to move on.
Yeah, because I don't know if it'll work if you're not friends with her.
Oh, you found it off her Facebook page.
Yeah.
Just save the picture. Download the picture. That'll work too. All right, moving on. It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but Jizz Jams.
Jizz Jams! I love to see jizz on sticks.
Here's how this game works. We're going to play Jason Heath three theme songs. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he wins himself a shit-free show.
And apparently, but that's not going to happen. From what I'm understanding, it's not going to happen.
No, it's totally not going to happen this week. Feel free to play along in the chat because Heath cannot see.
Nope.
That's right. He's been blinded by his own semen.
What? God, I fell into a game of evil apples.
That you did.
Oh, jeez.
Speaking of that, I just want to say big fuck you to Amazon still. I'm still pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because I fucking ordered Cards Against Humanity before our New Year's Eve party. Guaranteed to be there by the 31st, didn't show up till the fucking 2nd. Still pissed off about that.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for your first theme?
I am as ready as I will ever be.
Okay.
Fuck
kidding.
You.
Just kidding. And here you go. We're going to get sued for playing that song. The chat has it. And your time starts now. Ooh, he's thinking on this one. I can almost see the smoke. Can he guess it? No, he can't. He can never guess the songs because he is a douchebag. Yes, he is. Can he guess it? No, he can't. We need an answer.
I can't.
Jason, you got your phone sitting next to you?
I do.
All right.
The correct answer we're looking for is the man with the freakishly small ears, Bobby Lashley.
Yeah. That's why I kept figuring. It's like,
you knew it. You knew it.
Yeah. I just couldn't see the ears.
All right.
Literally.
You ready for number two?
Okay, yes.
Wow, that was really fucking loud.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard this before. Have I ever heard this before?
You have. Time starts now.
What era?
Attitude?
Mm.
Mark Jones, you're wrong.
Attitude era. Mm.
Late Attitude era? I'll give you another lifeline because that one's kind of difficult. Got an idea.
Okay, you have an idea?
I have an idea.
Okay.
Because that totally wasn't what I thought it was going to be when I booted it up. So I'm going to give you a redo. I'm going to give you a mulligan on this one.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, I really thought he was going to be able to get this one. That's totally not the right one either. I think this is the one I'm looking for. All right.
Oh, shoot. Now, this does sound familiar.
Wow.
Mark Jones has it. Montana Man has it. Montana Man has, yeah.
You know what? I think the first one was S.A. Rios.
Your time starts now. Now I'll give you a chance.
I have a guess, but oh my god, I don't even know if I want to say because I'm probably going to get shit from everybody else if I guess it wrong.
Well, I mean, you're going to if you get it wrong, so what's your guess?
I'd rather you guess than us just rip on you because you have no fucking clue what it is.
Tom Long says, duh, Durka Durka.
The guess that comes to my mind is Jeff Hardy?
Close enough. I was looking more specifically for the Hardy Boys. But
okay.
Technically, all three Hardy Boys, both Hardy Boys and Lita, all three members of Team Extreme, use that theme.
Okay.
So, technically, you're right.
Okay. Yeah.
That first one was an early Hardy Boys theme.
Okay.
See, when I booted it up, I thought it was that one.
Okay.
The one that you actually had a chance. And when I picked it, I'm like, oh, there's his gimme.
Okay. So,
all right, here comes your third one. This one will make or break you. You ready?
All right, let's go for it.
Mark Jones, you are wrong. And your time starts now. Montana Man and Adrian both have it.
It kind of sounds like it should be some for somebody that's really charismatic.
Would you say this individual is charismatic, Adrian?
No. Well, no, I would not.
Okay. Yeah, you do suck, Mark Jones. We need an answer.
I really don't know.
The correct answer we were looking for was the famous Draws.
Really?
Puke.
Wow.
He pukes charisma.
He pukes charisma, yes. Thank you, Montana Man. He pukes charisma. Yes, the guy that Vince McMahon signed because he could puke on command.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, let's add up the scores.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose.
Thank
Good
you, Gene
day,
Wilder.
Sir.
Thank you,
Gene Wilder. We'll see you next week. Moving on. It's time for This Week in Wrestling History with your host, the Professor Adrian Masters.
All right. Well, June 6th, this past week, Conan was born.
Horrible thing. The best part of him dribbled down his mama's leg.
Chavo Guerrero Sr. Chavo Classic was born on January 7th. We also have birthdays January 8th for Christopher Nowitzki, Christopher Mordeski, better known as Chris Masters.
Your cousin.
Yes.
Wait, so is your last name really Mordeski?
No.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure. Wait, so why has he got a different last name?
You know, we'll just go with it. Moving on.
Are you telling me wrestling's fake?
No, not at all, Jason. Mark January 10th, Marcus Bagwell. And Brian Christopher, both born. And Tamina Snuka.
God, we had a lot of people born. I guess people were born in, like, fucking April of that, you know.
Because we haven't had enough Guerreros this week, January 11th, the birthday of Corey Guerrero, the patriarch of the Guerrero wrestling family.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Also, January 11th, Abdullah the Butcher was born. Did you know he was Canadian?
No, I did not.
Yeah, Windsor, Ontario.
Really?
Yeah.
Throwback to Bill the Butcher. That's when wrestling names were not good.
Exactly.
The final ECW pay-per-view, whenever Paul Heyman owned ECW, was ran ECW Guilty as Charged 2001. In the main event, Rob Van Dam defeated Jerry Lynn. It was a final event held on pay-per-view by the original ECW before filed for bankruptcy 2 months later.
2001. Wow. 14 years. Fuck.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's been 14 years since the Evasion Eagle.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right.
And, of course, 22 years ago, Jason.
Hold on.
Date.
Hold on. I got this.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Pardon me for interrupting class, Professor.
22 years ago?
To the Do date. You know what it is, Heath? Hang on, Jason. Don't play anything yet. If Heath gets this, I think if Heath can tell me what happened 22 years ago to the date, he gets a pass and wins the game.
No.
No?
No, because he can see the chat right now.
Oh.
I'm not looking at it. Even though it's there, I'm not looking.
All right, I got to call Shenanigans in. It's not in the chat yet, though.
Okay. You've got 10 seconds.
It's 93, then.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck.
Five.
Four.
Attitude Era?
Three. Two.
Begins?
One. Is that your guess?
Let me play this.
The television show.
Let me play this. Hold on.
Okay. Raw begins.
The original, the first ever episode of Monday Night Raw aired 22 years ago.
A longest running
weekly episodic television show.
Damn.
Monday Night Raw debuted. In the main event, The Undertaker defeated Damian Demento. It's so much more catchy. I kind of like it.
I know. All right, moving on. Oh, was it? Oh, okay. Is there anything else?
No, that wraps up this week. Class dismissed.
And that was This Week in Wrestling History with their host, Professor Adrian Masters. How am I looking on time, Heath?
Let's see. Let's
probably not great.
Time. About 13 minutes.
13 minutes? Fucking right. Let's talk a little bit of news, shall we?
Real news. Real news or fake news?
Real news first.
Okay.
Okay.
So this I just read about.
All right.
Let me get back to my news desk here. Chris Jericho has re-signed a new contract with the WWE.
Sweet.
His dates have kind of been revealed.
Okay.
He is not returning to WWE TV at this time, as all of his dates are listed on his contract are non-televised events.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So he's working for WWE. If you wanted to see him, you would have to go to the house show in St. Louis coming Friday night.
He is in St. Louis this week.
Wow.
Yeah. So all house shows. Kind of cool.
Huh.
He'll probably be in the Rumble, too. But, you know.
But, yeah, it just kind of surprises me that he's not doing any of the televised ones.
Yeah, when you're Chris Jericho, you don't really have to.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? I mean, I'm sure he'll probably end up doing something like that. What?
What?
I'm reading the fake news stories. And then the top one right now is five things Vince McMahon doesn't want you to know.
I read it, but go ahead while I find more newsworthy stuff to talk about.
His credit card number. McMahon collects reward points on his MasterCard with the number, and it has a number. It's a fake number, of course, but... number four, he struggles with erectile dysfunction. That's right, the grapefruits are overripe, and the genetic jackhammer is on the fritz.
Oh, my God.
His home phone number. Got an idea for a storyline? What to tell Vince McMahon about your fantasy booking of WrestleMania 31? Think Dolph Ziggler deserves a push? Give him a call at Connecticut Mansion at 631-924-0517.
Have we called this number?
I have not.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, are you serious?
I'm going to call it and see what happens.
The password he uses for everything is Barking Trish.
What was the number again?
631-924-0517.
Okay, let's see what happens here.
You're probably going to have to put it on speakerphone. So that way we can hear it.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number.
Oh, it's not a working number. What the hell?
Oh, shame on them.
And number one that he doesn't want you to know is his reptilian lineage. He is an all-powerful blood-drinking reptoid from the planet Giznash. He uses subliminal messages to brainwash the so-called WWE universe, but the only person who can see his true nature is Roddy Piper, thanks to the magical pair of sunglasses.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Did you get the email I sent you, Jason?
I did get the email you sent me.
Yeah, that is her.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never heard it before.
So Ziggler, Rowan, and Ryback signed a Ring of Honor.
Oh, God. Hey, I went to... this is a new one that they've added to the WWE Network.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tough Enough. It appears they'll be adding the first seasons from 2001 to 2003 at first.
That's cool.
Kind of be nice to go back and watch the old Tough Enoughs. Hopefully that opens up more room for Tough Enough to come back. I like Tough Enough.
Tough Enough was all right, but I mean, it seems like the route they're going with NXT seems to be the better route, so...
Yeah, but Tough Enough was really kind of cool. I mean...
So I guess what are you going to give, an NXT contract to the winner now?
I guess. Why not?
All right, I can see that.
I mean, is there really a bad thing when we have Austin on TV?
I mean, you know what? Hang on. I don't think that Austin... Austin wouldn't be bad, but... You know what? If I was actually going to have people doing it, why not have Jericho do it?
As the host? Over Austin?
Yeah.
Because God, I don't know. Austin as host when they had it on USA was really fucking good.
Yes.
Austin as a judge, though. Or Austin should still be like maybe one of the trainers still, but I would actually think that Jericho would be a better actual host of the show.
See, I'd like to see it the other way around. Keep Austin as the host, but let's have Jericho as one of the trainers. I just think they need Jericho on there. You could have Jericho and...
I actually think you could kind of do it either way, and I don't think it would matter much.
You could have Jericho, Hugh Morris, and Trish. Why not? Who was the other trainer? Was it Booker? No, who the fuck was the other trainer that year?
Oh, shoot.
Bill Belmont, Trish Stratus.
It might have been Booker T.
Maybe. I don't remember. Huh. I'll have to look that up.
Booker trains for UFC debut with Triple H workout DVD.
It was Booker. Okay. 10-time WCW Tag Team Champions announced the return to the ring.
Okay.
Harlem Heat's going to reunite for a little bit.
On wrestling or just in general?
I think, let's see, in the video, Booker T and his brother Stevie Ray announced that at this weekend's Reality of Wrestling event in Texas, they will be reuniting as Harlem Heat.
Oh, yeah. That's Booker's little time promotion he has down there in Texas.
Well, yeah, but still. Former 10-time WCW Tag Team Champions will reunite at the February 21st ROW event at the Pasadena Convention Center. They will be facing ROW Tag Team Champions, the New Heavenly Bodies. Hey, Harlem Heat's coming back. We get to finally see that Stevie Ray didn't fall off the face of the planet.
Yep.
What other fake news you got for me, Adrian?
You know, I gotta say that I think it's amazing that Punk has really put things behind him here and has decided to train for his UFC debut using the Triple H workout DVD.
Oh, God.
Aiming to get into the peak physical condition for his UFC debut, the honorary former pro wrestler CM Punk has begun an intense workout regimen with the instructions of the Hunter Hearst Helmsley New Fitness DVD. Setting aside his personal professional differences with Helmsley, Punk began his workout in his rompous room of his Chicago home earlier this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
Heidenreich is going to join the Ascension, Jason.
Oh, really?
Yes. And also injecting some excitement into the underwhelming main roster debut of the Ascension, World Wrestling Entertainment has bolstered a tag team with a third member, John Heidenreich.
Oh, God.
Heidenreich.
now dubbed Ascension 2015, the three-man team of Bolsa Popolic and Musclemen is expected to truly break out as a truly dominant and groundbreaking faction.
Oh, my God.
With the addition of Heidenreich, who hasn't been seen in the WWE since the Heidenreich Michael Cole. Which, God, do you remember that on TV,
yes,
Jason? Yes,
any time that we can ever forget about Heidenreich is a good time. Anytime it's brought back, it's like, you ever zip up your pants and catch the head of your dick in your zipper?
No,
thank God.
You're lying your
ass.
Actually,
I have done that before.
I know you've done it. You told me you did it.
Yeah.
That's totally what it, like, Heidenreich. So, the Roman Reigns, you guys want to know who's kind of been writing his scripts for his promos?
Who's that?
Who?
Apparently Vince McMahon.
Really?
Is that why they've been kind of bad?
Yes. There's a feeling that the WWE scripted promos for Roman Reigns have put him in quicksand and aren't helping him at all. After comparing himself to Superman on Raw, Reigns delivered another cartoon-inspired promo on SmackDown while speaking face-to-face with Seth Rollins. This is not from Kayfabe News. This was legitimate news. This really happened on SmackDown. Taking a line from Looney Tunes character Sylvester, which I know, yeah, it was Sylvester, Reigns said, "Suffering succotash. I shit you not, He said it on SmackDown. Once again, Roman Reigns said suffering succotash. Writing to a fan on Twitter, Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, there goes Dave Meltzer again, so this may or may not be right, mentioned that Reigns' promos are being scripted by Vince McMahon. He wrote, Vince is writing his promos. Vince is really out of touch. I hate to say it, but the promos speak for themselves.
Wow.
Yes. Let me rephrase that again. Roman Reigns on SmackDown, the guy you want to push and be a monster, said suffering succotash.
Wow.
Let that sink in for a minute.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't dislike Roman Reigns. I think the way that he's being used, though, with him, I think that he's purposely starting to rub people the wrong way now because of the way that they're doing it. I don't have anything against him. I think he's okay. But
I'm just worried that he's gonna get Cena'd. You know, and not that Cena hasn't had 13 years of success, but it just could be one of those, it backlashes really fast. They push him too hard, and then all of a sudden we're sick of him.
Yeah, you may be right.
Apparently, AJ Lee, not pregnant. She tweeted, finally nursing a neck injury from the week before SummerSlam. Not preggers, guys. Way too attached to my abs. AJ Lee, not pregnant.
Apparently, that also means she's not gone from WWE either.
You know, after she came back, or after the match that she had, and she dropped the Divas title that fast, I wasn't sure that she was even done. I thought she was done that night, but then when she comes back, I'm like, oh, I guess not. So, whatever. Trying to see if there's anything else worth a damn talking about, but I don't really see anything.
I mean, that seems to be the bulk of that I saw out there. So, hey, Jason, guess what? You win this week.
Do we want to talk? Raw viewership up for the first episode of 2015? Are you fucking serious? The viewership went up?
I'm not going to talk about that, Jason.
Wow.
It's actually up. So if that's what you're into, then go
ahead and move along. I got a minute 58 to play this.
No trouble. Oh, can you just break the glass and move on? All
right, I'll just break the glass.
I stopped the timer.
Well, 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 ladies and gentlemen, I won with a minute 51 left.
Yes.
About damn time. Adrian, what we got coming up?
You know, stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Really?
There's shows. You can check them out. Hey, if you're on the website at pwopop.com, you can just go up to the link and it actually says shows. And you can click on it, and then you can find all the shows on our website.
Really does?
Such as?
I'm not fucking plugging these assholes.
Why not?
Because I'm lazy.
Do they not plug us? Wow, we actually have a real schedule up on the website.
Oh, cool.
Wow, I can see who is on. Cool. Didn't know that existed. Let's see. Check the website for all your news from Paul Jordan. Check out the PW Pop Store where you can get your own Hour Bomb t-shirt. Heath's Heart Slot Boxers. And a Ku Klux Kyle hoodie.
So next week, for sure, we're doing the draft, though?
Yes, we're drafting our teams next week. You can send us an email.
Didn't Tyson Kidd wear one of those before?
Yes, Tyson Kidd in St. Louis wore a KKK-looking hoodie.
Yeah.
After all the Ferguson shit went down.
Uh-huh.
Did someone not tell Tyson Kidd, hey, you probably shouldn't wear that here?
Exactly.
Just saying. Send us an email, thehourbomb@gmail.com, not the name, whatever it does. You can like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes, send us a message through iTunes or through Facebook. I got nothing else. Yeah, I think I'm good.
All right.
So, we're going to draft our teams next week. Mm-hmm. I thought there was something else I was going to say. I hate that feeling of I was going to say something but can't remember what I was going to say, so I guess it wasn't that important. So, you guys got anything else?
I don't.
Heath, you
I
got
think I'm
else?
Pretty good.
Okay, good. So with that being said, God, I hate that feeling of there's something I was going to say, but I don't remember what the fuck I was going to say.
And then after we go off the air, that's probably when
I know.
Actually
we'll be previewing Royal Rumble next week.
Yeah.
I got nothing else. So
Hang a black person, everybody. We'll see you later.
What? What did you just say?
I said I love all of our fans. I love you all. Thank you very much.
Once again, I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, saying adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
Wrong way, dude.
Son of a bitch.
You had a right last
I thought we made progress there, too.
I know.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right. The big Aider Master says so long.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, going to find your smile?
No, it's gone for good.
Okay. And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath. Jason Heath saying so long.
We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been our bombed.
Toodles.
I'm a nice man. Yeah, I'm a nice man.